Good evening, Southern Utah. Hey guys, so I'm on day six of no eating and I actually just ate. I planned on, it's the evening right now when I'm recording, it's 6:36 p.m. And I was planning on doing this recording before I ate, but I didn't. So I just want to tell you, that was one of the best experiences I chose consciously in my entire life. This process of just doing liquids for 6 days was amazing, and it completely cleared my mind, and it cleared my mind so much that it was almost like a feeling of not being in this world, and possibly like feelings you have when you're under the influence of drugs. Do you say under the influence, or that's only alcohol? I don't know. Today was amazing. I went with my niece to a labyrinth that's nearby, and we had a great experience, and it was just a nice space to be in. And when we were coming back, I was like, well, now we're back in the real world. And it's really cute because she could relate to a lot of things with me. And so it's nice that we have that connection. So for anyone considering doing liquids for a certain amount of time, I totally think you should do it. Oh, and another thing I did today was I had a Thai massage, which I've never had before. You wear your clothes, kind of like, you know, comfortable yoga type workout clothes, and they put your body in all different stretches, and it felt really good. And, you know, the only thing I didn't do that I thought I was going to do that I mentioned in another recording was the coffee enema. I guess I just wasn't really feeling it because I never did it. And I wasn't really feeling like I was cleansing my organs per se. It was more like all in my mind. So did I go blank in my mind? Heck yes. Did I feel like I was like in a whole nother world at times? Heck yes. Was I accused of being on drugs? Heck yes. Because I was in such a zone. And I still am. Like I could feel, because I don't want to leave the space I'm in my head, because it just feels good. And some people could understand and relate when you go into different realms and different worlds. And so I've been bouncing around in different worlds, and it was really nice to be in a completely different space this past week. So now I'm coming back, but coming back, I'm making intentions to declutter. And I mean declutter, 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 because my mind and my brain have fully been decluttered. And my insides and my organs and my bodies in my body, sorry, inside my body, it's been already done because I eat very clean. And so for the most part, I consciously put things in my body that will help me to vibrate higher. Not all the time, but pretty much all the time. And so, and I do it just because of the way I feel and all the energy I have. And over the last 6 days, the energy that came and the meditations that I had, they're so amazing. My favorite, I love dance meditations. And my body would just move sometimes because I had this energy in me that just wanted to go, wanted to move out of me and just move. And there were so many different parts throughout the last 6 days that were just really yummy, delicious, and better than anything I could have ever ate in my entire life. So if you want a spiritual high or just a get out of this world high, or just like clear your mind high, I recommend it. You may not have the same experience going into the first round. And I say this because I eat plant-based. And so some foods will clog you and do other stuff. And so when you experience it, you may just be having the physical thing. And over time, you may get to the point where you're having another kind of high. I'm not sure if that's the best way to explain it or not. However, I think we're all on our own path, and so what you experience would be different than someone else. But you will get to a point where you'll have similarities. And so since I've done this way more than one time, off and on throughout, I don't know, whenever I feel like it, I just be like, well, I'm just doing liquids. And then I make all my liquids and put it in the fridge. This time I didn't, though. I just went as I did it as I went. And it was pretty awesome. So without saying any cuss words, like, heck yes, do it. If this resonates with you, try it. If you don't know how to do it, but you want to know how, ask me. And I'm so grateful that I chose to do this. And I'm so grateful for my grandson who made me that green drink. And that was my sign and it was time to do it. And what a great opportunity. And for his dad for helping him make it and surprising me last Sunday morning with that. It was a blessing and an honor to have experiences I had. And it's just something I will do again. And I'll probably do three days, and then I'm, like, the problem with me is, I say, oh, I'm going to eat tomorrow, but then I wake up, and I feel so dang good, I'm like, why do I want to eat, I just want to drink, and to remind you, I'm drinking my nutrients, because I put it in a blender, so, like, green drinks, I had one that was so dang good, oh, it was my favorite, and I will do that one next time. I put some greens in it, but it didn't taste at all like a green drink, it tasted like, yummy delicious. I even had someone taste it and they're like, well, geez, if your drinks taste like this, I would be drinking that too. And I was like, yeah. But I made some really healthy hummus and I put it in the fridge. I'm going to eat that tomorrow. And then tonight, my friend made plant-based butternut squash mac and cheese. And it was so good. And I really liked it. I mean, I only had a couple bites because then I was full. But I really liked it because it was like vegetables already in it. So anyways, have an amazing night. Listen to your inner self. Let it guide you to some pretty freaking awesome places. If you would like a change and to get out of whatever you're going through, start paying attention to what food you're putting in your body. Is it really food or is it a chemical? And then go from there. And when you do the liquid drinks, make sure you're doing it with the right nutrients and be conscious, be aware, and just be. I love you so much. Have an amazing, amazing, amazing life, or have an amazing night, or create something special. Okay, talk to you later. I love you, and if you like this, feel free to share with others. Bye.